Lesson 38, Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives. Morning dawned, and I ascended to the terraced roof of a little tower on the western side of Olivet, rented by a friend to whom every spot in Jerusalem was familiar. Behind Olivet, in the east, the sky was all aglow with red light, which shot slanting across the hilltops and projecting cliffs, and upon the walls and prominent buildings of the city, throwing them in bold relief from the deeply shaded glens. No time could have been more opportune, no spot better fitted for seeing and studying the general topography of the holy city. The whole site was before us, distinct and full, like a vast and beautiful embossed picture. At our feet, along the base of Olivet, was the Kidron, a deep and narrow glen, coming down from an undulating plateau on the right and disappearing round the shoulder of the hill on the left, its banks terraced and dotted here and there with little groves and single olive trees. Directly opposite us was Mount Moriah, its bare sides rising precipitously from the bottom of the Kidron to a height of some 200 feet. On its summit, a rectangular platform, about 30 acres in extent, and taking up fully one half of the eastern side of the city. It is encompassed and supported by a massive wall, in some places nearly 80 feet high, and looking even higher where it impends over the ravine. This platform constitutes by far the most striking feature of the city. It is unique. There is nothing like it in the world. Its history, too, is wonderful. It has been a holy place for more than 30 centuries.